Thank you for listening to this week's online sermon from Hope Community Church. My name is Pastor Elias Osuna, and I pray blessings and health for you, your family, and your friends. Today is Easter Sunday. It is often said that it is the truth that the church is not a building, but it's made up of people. Well, due to the stay-home orders by our government to keep us safe from the coronavirus, we're putting into practice what we preach. On Easter Sunday, churches all across the country are celebrating Easter online. There will be a day, and I pray in the near future, when we will gather together again physically. And what a day that will be. But for now, we will celebrate Easter together through technology. As a gift to our Lord and Savior, Hope Community Church has put on an Easter video together. We put it together and are posting it on our website at hccdonna.org. Thank you for all who submitted videos of yourselves talking about Easter and what it means to you. We're doing this as a gift to Jesus on Easter. One more note before I get into the Easter sermon today. I really want to express my thanks and appreciation to all the members of Hope Community Church, all the members that have faithfully supported the church through your attendance and through your tithes and your offerings. It truly is a privilege for me to be partnered with you on this journey to impact the world around us for Jesus. I truly believe that God is laying a foundation of leaders and laborers in this church that will increase the kingdom of God. We are a lighthouse, and God will use us to bring light to the world of darkness. The main point of today's sermon is it's Easter, and the resurrection power continues. For Christians, the resurrection power of Jesus Christ is everything. The resurrection power continues in every new salvation and every new deliverance that we see even today. I remember when my life was changed and transformed. I remember that day when I decided I'm not just going to go through the motions and be lukewarm. I remember that day when I said, from this day forward, I'm going to make sure that my relationship with God is number one. And I remember feeling resurrected that day. I remember feeling as if I had risen from death. And no matter what situation or no matter what circumstance or trial or tribulation has come my way, it has never, ever, ever changed the fact that I am risen, that I am resurrected. I was headed for death, a spiritual death, but Jesus, through his resurrection power, resurrected me from eternal death. And when we celebrate Easter, it's not just about the historical fact that Jesus Christ rose from the dead, but every day the resurrection power continues. Every day people are experiencing a spiritual resurrection, and Easter is a reminder of what Jesus did, but we see evidence of it every day in people's lives, people who get saved and are transformed. And that's what the resurrection power is all about, bringing what seems dead to life. You know, as I was thinking of the story of Jesus and the crucifixion, I started thinking about some of the things that Jesus did, some of the actions he did before he went on the cross or he was put on the cross. And one of the first things I went back to was that time when Jesus wanted to teach the disciples a lesson because he knew he was about to be crucified for the world's sins. And he brought them together and he told them to wash his feet. And at first, Peter and other disciples were kind of hesitant. You're the master. Why are you going to wash my feet? You're the master. And Jesus said, no, if you understand who I am, you will let me wash your feet, Peter, for example. And Peter let him wash his feet. And Jesus teaches an important lesson. He knew he was about to go and be crucified, and he wanted to teach the disciples this lesson. No matter what, serving each other is love. Serving each other is who I am. It's my character, because I left heaven to serve you. And he was teaching them this lesson. And it's amazing how Jesus, the actions he took on the way to the cross, he knew it was time. And he wanted his disciples to learn this very important lesson, to serve each other. And then the Last Supper, he starts preparing his disciples to continue without him. He starts preparing his disciples to be strong. And as that was going on, he was being betrayed at the same time. Can you imagine Jesus trying to give a motivational speech about continuing on and at the same time knowing he's being betrayed? And that's exactly what happened. But Jesus never lost focus. He never lost focus in the will of God, in the will of the Father. He never lost focus that he was going to be the sacrificial lamb for the world to be saved. He never lost focus, even in that time of betrayal. And then he goes to the garden and he prays and he asks the disciples, will you join me? Will you join me in praying? These are critical times. And Jesus was feeling stressed because he knew death was coming. And he asked the disciples, will you just pray with me? And the disciples didn't get it. They didn't have the same understanding. And they fell asleep and they weren't bothered. They were sound asleep. But Jesus knew what was coming. And yet he prayed. And yet he believed in them. He believed in the disciples, even though that particular day he was disappointed they didn't pray with him. Then the soldiers come into the garden and they take Jesus to be arrested. And Peter wants to fight. And Jesus says, no, no, no need to fight. God's in control. And then on his way to the cross, he tells his disciples to honor his mother. And so on his way to the cross and his death, he's just thinking about other people. He's just thinking about other people. And he said, please take care of my mother. And then while he's being crucified and he's thinking of the prisoners and the thieves beside him, and he even tells one of them, don't worry, this day you will be with me in paradise because you believe. Still on the cross, Jesus is still thinking about saving others and caring for others. And then he even goes further and says, Lord, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do by crucifying me. Still, Jesus is still thinking of others. All the way to his death. He only starts thinking about himself at the very, very end when he realizes that God the Father had to turn away because of the sin that was upon him, our sin. And Jesus says, why have you forsaken me, Father? He could not feel his presence for that moment. And he died alone. Of course, God the Father was in it all the way, but he felt the presence of his Father had forsaken him. And then he surrendered his spirit, and he died. And then, after 3 days, and that's why we celebrate Easter, the power, the resurrection power, is manifest in the name of Jesus Christ. Amazing, amazing how all the actions he took before his death, and then he rose again. And that same resurrection power continues to this very day. And that's what I love about Easter. It reminds me that the righteous creator of all things, he chose to leave the glory of heaven to die a sinner's death for us. Who are we to deserve such mercy and grace? Well, that's the point, isn't it? God loves us unconditionally, even though we don't deserve it. And Christ set an example for us to follow. In Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 11, I love to read this scripture on Easter because it tells the story how Jesus left the kingdom of heaven to come die for you and for me. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Though he was God, he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at that name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and of things on earth and the things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Just beautifully explained in this scripture. In verse 5, it starts by asking us, let your mindset be like the mindset of Christ. And what was Jesus' mindset? It was to serve. It was to humble himself. It was to die for love. And we're reminded to have that mindset, to serve, to love people. In verse 6, we read, Jesus was clearly equal to God the Father, because he is part of the Holy Trinity. He was clearly equal to God, and yet left it for us. Verse 7, we read, Jesus lowered himself to a servant, even though he was righteous royalty. Why did he do this? It's simple. Because of love. He loves you. He loves me. He loves. In verse 8, we just read, Jesus humbled himself and he was obedient even unto death on that cross, on Calvary. Think in verse 9, I thought about a righteous God dying as a sinner because he loves you and me. It's just an amazing love story. Because Jesus willingly sacrificed his life so that we could have access to eternal glory. And one day, as verse 10 says, let me quote it, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things on earth and things under the earth. And verse 11, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father. So this is why I love Easter so much. It reminds me that the righteous creator of all things was willing to die a sinner's death for me, for you. So Easter is very personal to me. I don't look at it as Jesus did it for the masses. When I have a personal relationship with Jesus, when you have a personal relationship with Jesus, you know he did it for you. I know he loves me. And because I know he loves me, the least I can do is serve God to the best of my ability. And as imperfect as I am, as imperfect as we all are, God continues to smile down on us and bless us and use us to work for his righteous kingdom. In Romans chapter 6, verse 3 through 13. Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized also to his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism unto death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in likeness of his death, we shall also be planted together in likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is free from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. Be alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but rather yield yourself unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So Jesus died so we can be resurrected like he was resurrected. The resurrection power continues. In verse 5, we read, since Jesus is our Lord, we also experience a resurrection from sin and death when we confess Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. The resurrection power continues. And since the resurrection power continues in us, then sin has no authority in our lives. Though we are all sinners, our destiny is to be righteous. I want to say that again. Though we are all sinners, our destiny is for righteousness. Yield to God, not to sin. So Easter is not just a reminder of the resurrection as a historical fact. It is a reminder that resurrection power continues every day. Every day someone is confessing Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that is a resurrection. So in conclusion, this Easter, we don't just celebrate the resurrection as a historical fact, we also celebrate the fact that the resurrection power is in us and continues today, and more people are being resurrected. It is not over. Jesus is at work every single day. And even for us who have been Christians for a while, Jesus is still at work bringing to life what seems dead, answering our prayers. And for those prayers that are yet to be answered, our hope is that the same power that rose Jesus from the dead will intervene in every prayer request that we have. So let's celebrate this Easter with all our hearts. The enemy cannot stop us from celebrating the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. And more importantly, the enemy can't stop any soul from being resurrected into salvation if they choose to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Finally, as we continue to heal as a country, as a nation, as a world from this coronavirus pandemic, I just want to remind you how important it is to use these moments of being at home, to continue to draw closer to our Lord and Savior. Pray and read your Bibles faithfully. Listen to Christian music as often as you can. Continue to worship in tithes and in offerings. Though we're not here physically, you can do that online, or if you prefer to mail your tithes and offerings in, you can do that through P.O. Box 489, Donna, Texas, in case you prefer to mail in your tithes and offerings. But the point I'm trying to make is that we can continue practicing our faith no matter what the circumstances are around us. There's nothing the enemy can do to stop us from practicing our faith, from showing our actions that we are Christians, that we are not like the world, because we are resurrected. Have a blessed Easter. And remember, the resurrection power continues each and every day. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we celebrate Easter today. Though we can't congregate together, we feel the unity in our spirits. We know that good times are coming. We know that you are moving. We know that you use these trials and tribulations to bring glory to your name. And on this Easter Sunday, we bring glory to your name. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on a cross, for thinking of others on your way to the cross, to showing us how to serve people and how important that is. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us and you'll never leave us. And no matter what trial we're going through, we have hope. We have hope that the resurrection power is going to intervene and make a way in every situation. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.